Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
What's good, baby? What's good, baby? Let them in. Come on, man. One more time for Thursday. And one more time for that beautiful weather being here.
Thank God the welcome. Wind is gone.
Man, yeah, that's not a good look. Not a good look. Not a good look at all. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, May 9th edition of D-Lo and KC. I am Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we're so happy you're here with us. Matt George of the Locked On Kings podcast and ABC 10 going to be with us here in the final hour of the show. Got plenty to talk about. Again, happy that you're here with us. You want to be a part of the Chatty House brought to you by Matthew's Mattress. Head over to Twitch, YouTube, or Twitter. Mm-hmm. Shout out to those listening on 98.5 FM HD2. Shout out to those listening on the Odyssey app, the TuneIn app, and on 1320 AM. I was telling the fellas on the Insiders a moment ago during the handoff that I have an unfortunate admission to make live here on this radio show.
What's good?
Not really in front of the world, because the world ain't going to care. Jesse isn't going to care.
I might.
I don't think you will.
You might.
I mean, it's not in front of the world. Like, we everywhere. We in the Philippines. We in Australia. We everywhere.
Yeah. Japan as well.
I don't think they're going to care either. The only person I think who's going to make noise about it, sitting directly in front of me.
It's good.
I really like this Knicks team, man.
Oh, that's cool. Like, ain't nothing to be worried about.
Yeah, I really like this Knicks team. They are tough. They're fun to watch. Like, they got an attitude. They got a vibe. Like, what an adjustment from the first half to the second half. Mm. That third quarter started looking at that score like, yo, This feels like a tough route for the New York Knicks. They got away with it on Monday, they got away with it in game one. I can't remember if that was Monday or not. I think it was Monday. Yeah. But yeah, they got away with it. You don't make a habit of this, man. Y'all ain't deep enough for this, mm-hmm. Pause. Y'all don't have enough, you know, guys that you can run for 20 to 30 minutes. Like, this feels like a really tough route to go against the Indiana Pacers, who thrive in this. Mm-hmm. Well, that was wrong. As they just unleashed like a 27-6 run or something absurd like that. It might not have been that bad, but it was something bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had the thing with Jalen Brunson, and I'm watching Brunson and TJ go at it. And now I'm watching TJ go at it with courtside fans at the at the Garden. And all I'm thinking, buddy, you're not in Indiana. You might not want to do that. You have no clue who you're talking to. Stop it, sir. But, like, that's TJ's personality, right? That's a fun battle to watch. Mm-hmm. And I just start running through the roster, and we'll talk more about Dante DiVincenzo later, but, man, he's been so good for them over this playoff stretch.
Goodness gracious.
Obviously, what Jalen Brunson is doing is extraordinary. I got a lot of respect for Tom Thibodeau. You know, Josh Hart, 48 minutes, no questions asked, every game. Mm-hmm. Goes over and tells Reggie Miller, 17,000 people are saying F you. Yeah, I like this Knicks team, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
This Knicks team's fun.
It's a vibe, man. Yeah. It's definitely a vibe. I won't say it to Mecca, man. Say
it's not what I was going to say. It's not what I was going to say.
It is a movie.
The Garden.
The Mecca, stop.
The Garden.
The Mecca.
Is creating something special.
It's the Mecca. Golden 1 Center is the little Mecca. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
Okay. I didn't say all that, but the Garden is creating a hell of an atmosphere.
they're turned up.
I still like the Celtics. I'm
with you on the Knicks.
De facto rooting for the Celtics and all of this, but I'm really enjoying this Knicks team.
The Knicks are appointment viewing for me in the playoffs right now. Like besides Boston, like just at MSG, like they're appointment viewing, but they're a year away. Also, I think they don't have the depth to go toe to toe with Boston. I think
so. Okay.
Like you do need guys. You can't just play seven guys all year. Like you do need some guys.
I got you. I'm
OG's hamstring is hurt right now too.
Yeah, to be real, I'm worried about them getting past Indiana at this point.
Like past Indiana. Indiana don't play enough defense. That's why they lost this game.
I don't disagree with that, but like at some point, like if the Pacers can get the first one in Indiana, I think this could be interesting cuz these guys like I don't know what shape Brunson's in. I don't know what OG, you know, according to Reggie, got a cramp. Clearly, he did not get a cramp. Like, he hurt his hamstring.
Hamstring's not something that's, oh, I'm healed now, guys. Let's go game four.
No, it's
like,
not.
It's going to linger.
Like, it's not game three. It's probably not game four. Mm. Especially, you know, game four is Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, there's two more games coming up here in just short order. So, I'm a little worried about that. But, like, we don't have, the Pacers got to get one first before we worry anything about that. But this Knicks team, man, it's been Ant-Man, it's been Jalen, but this Knicks team, the collective, they've been a nice story this playoffs.
It really has, man. It really has. It's dope to see, man. Like I said, I love the atmosphere at the Garden. I love, keep my ear to the streets. And seeing how they talking in New York, seeing how, you know, all these old Knicks who at one time I couldn't stand, but now, you know, as I got older, I really like seeing them back in the Garden, seeing all the celebs.
Is that a way to excuse the fact you're wearing a dope one shirt of Michael Jordan dunking on Patrick Ewing?
Well, he didn't dunk on Patrick Ewing on this play. This is when he was suspended in air.
Oh, got you,
and then
got
hit
you.
That one, you know, yeah. So
that's the one where you just.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, back in the day.
What might that sound like if Marv Albert was on the call?
Oh, if he was on the call. Oh, Jordan suspended in air, gets the bucket over Ewing.
Hey, Zabo, you know what to do. You know what to do, Zabo.
That was pretty good. You know that was pretty good. You heard that. You heard Marv.
That was the actual call, though, wasn't it? Jordan suspended in air. I feel like that was the call.
Because every time I would see that, it was like in highlight form. Like, you know what I mean? Like slow-mo, all that other
stuff. And they don't always match up.
Right.
The calls don't always match up.
Oh, Jordan just hit a shot over Ewing, suspended in air.
I recognize I invited this, so I can't even be upset. Like this is my fault. Yeah, I pulled his
coming
string.
Back.
I pulled the Marv Albert
string.
What if we had Marv Albert and Doc Rivers on the same call?
Now why? That like, is... see, I didn't. No one. Now
I'm saying
now,
what is?
Oh, Jordan suspended in air over Ewing. Now see, if you look at that play. I mean, Jordan, that's why he's one of the top guys out here, okay? I mean, he just went all the way up to the top elevator, Marv, and he got that one right over Patrick Ewing. And now look at him play defense. All right.
Okay. We got it all out of our system 8 minutes into the show, so we're good.
We will never get this out of our system, by the way. This is forever. This is for life.
The Marv Albert one does kind of make me laugh, though. I can't front. The Marv Albert one is kind of funny.
When I was younger, before my voice changed, I used to do a real good Marv Albert.
I need to hear the voice that you speak of before Reese, because I can't.
Oh, man.
I can't. Everyone's heard mine.
Bro, legit, I watched Pros versus Joes. Wait, where's Kenny? Did not even recognize like the way he sounded, didn't have the beard. I was like, wait.
That's a good callback. Yeah, the pre-Reese voice is on there.
Yeah. I guess I didn't even think about it.
That was 2010, I think. Yeah. So
yeah. It's wild.
I don't know what happened.
All right. I got to hear what it sounds like.
And then my wife, she's always, you know, on me because my voice is like really raspy and stuff. And like yesterday mid show, I don't know if anybody's just out of nowhere. I just kind of lost my voice. And
it's Tyrese. Your voice changed in the middle of the show.
Carl Anthony Towns too.
Yeah. No, nobody can do Tyrese. No, nobody can do that.
Nah, that's no. Yeah. It's insane.
Let me try.
I wonder, like, does he hear it? Did you think he like notices? And in mid sentence, like, whoa, did y'all hear that?
I think they asked about it. He doesn't notice at all.
He doesn't notice. Tyrese will be like, you know, we're out here in the garden and we're just playing. We're doing what we can. I'm trying to play good.
And then all of a sudden, Spike Lee's out there and he just does one of those things that just gets everything turned up out here.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. Dr. David brings up a good point. Maybe Carmichael Dave has a recording of Kenny. Weren't you? Isn't there video of
I think there's a picture.
Oh, it's just a picture?
The 75 grand man has the video, I think.
No, I think there's a video. But you're holding Reese, though.
Yeah, it's on the movie.
So that's not pre-Reese because you're holding. So did it change immediately? Like Reese is born and all of a sudden your voice is raspy?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe. I don't know. Somebody got to check the tape. Maybe Dave can leak it on Twitter again, and then we'll be able to see it.
Casey's just been pulling up bait for the last 10 years.
What's funny, I think, about the both of us is Kimberly came in here while we were on KSFM the other day.
Oh, man.
And we do what we do, go to commercial, and she goes, has anyone ever told you how loud you are? And she's talking to me. And I'm like, well, yeah, like we have a beat playing under us, like we're projecting over the music.
Yeah.
But I also realized this happens with both of us, and I picked up on it like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. When we're not here, we talk in a tone where it forces the people we're talking to lean in and listen.
Oh man, the wife hates it.
What's funny is you do that to me at like four. Like you'll have something like, or you'll start talking about a video and it'll probably be like 10 seconds before I realize you're actually like you're talking to me. So it's like I turn the music down and have to like lean in. Oh, a word. And then I realize that's what people do to me when I talk.
Hey, dude, I'm believe it or not, pretty soft spoken, everybody. I'm not really that loud. I just do whatever it's called for. Like now I'm on the radio, you know, it's showtime. All right, we got to do what we got to do.
We're loud
catch
for
me in the
We're loud for 7 hours.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really need to be that loud.
The second Complex wraps up that mix, our voice immediately changes.
Like, I don't need to be that loud. I'm here, right here. And it just drives my mom, my wife, everybody up on the wall. Can you speak up? Why are you mumbling?
I wasn't
mumbling. I was speaking normal.
You're just speaking lower. That's all. We'll come back, man. There's a lot more to talk about with the New York Knicks. There's some things to talk about Tyrese, too. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tyrese. He recognized he had to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm. I actually had to check to see if he was hurt in the second half.
Mm.
It's not shade, but you can't do that. Mm. You can't do that. We'll talk about it. And Nikola Jokic wins his third MVP. And Shaquille O'Neal apparently is really upset about it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. We're so happy you're here with us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know, to be honest. Casey just asked me if there was a point where I thought my voice changed. Like, I don't know when it was. It was definitely between the two stints in radio, though. It was between the end of KSFM and...
When was the end of KSFM? Like, how?
It was October of 2008. It was right after the Olympics. It was shortly after the 2008 Olympics. It was like November. 2008, at that time, I was 28 years old. 28. Yeah, 28 years old.
I might be in for a voice change soon, then.
I'm saying it seems like that's... But it seems like 30's the new 13.
But what might... Well, there's a... Drake choking somewhere. Drizzy. I just don't know where to.
Drizzy never go.
You see the librarians that made the video with the BBL Drizzy beat?
Who did?
A bunch of librarians. Like a library made one.
That's tough.
Hey, I saw CM Punk dancing to.
Yo, that was funny. That was funny. It wasn't really CM Punk for those who are going to try to Google it. But it's the video where it says Santa Monica got a hold of Not Like Us. The dude in the middle looks like CM Punk. Little chunkier, but he looks like CM Punk. I also think there might have been a slight shift when I went from mornings to middays, because mornings is, you know, DJ Envy. Oh, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah,
it's very, you know, energetic and get people up and the whole deal. The middays is a little bit more, you know, people are at work, people are vibing, just chill. So there might have been a slight shift there, but I think the big shift happened between the two stints in radio.
I wonder why that is. I don't know. Like,
I don't
know what happened.
I found my, it's a CD, so I didn't hear it, but I found my very first show as I was packing the other day.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, my very first show. I think it was labeled March 2nd, 2002.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I found that CD.
You know what's great? I don't even think I don't have this first show because we weren't streaming at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how you would get that. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know.
I have the the only thing I have is the test show that we did. Mm. I have that saved somewhere. We should throw that on one day. I think you're in your car.
Yeah, I'm in my car, leaving my job.
Because we're on video, and we're just like we're doing a full test where we talk, and I think Charlie was here, and he was like, okay, we're going to break in, you know, 1 minute or whatever, and, you know, we'd break for 5 minutes, and then we did a second segment just mm-hmm. trying to get the feel for everything down. I think I have that, like, in the Odyssey hard drive somewhere. Mm. But yeah, the first actual show. I don't remember anything about the first actual show except the first 30 seconds.
Are we on?
Yeah, that's all I remember.
Was that the day we talked to Kenny Smith or was it the next day?
Oh, good question.
That was the next day. That was one of the next few days.
And why did we talk to Kenny again?
He said something. No, he said something in regards to Steph and Dame.
That's what it was. I was like, why? What in the world would he have said about the Kings? Nothing. Like, he didn't say anything about the Kings.
He actually hates the Kings.
Yeah, well,
he hates that he was drafted by the Kings.
It makes me laugh when we bring him up because, like, when you texted so and so, like, hey, you want to come on and talk about it? You should have talked Kenny Smith on about this.
Kenny got stories.
Well, I texted you.
Oh, that was when Bill Russell passed away. Hey, you want to come on the show? You guys should text Kenny Smith. Is that a no? All right. Yeah. Most creative excuses for not joining the show belong to our dear friend that we're speaking of.
I'm on vacation. Brother, you're on the radio right now.
Bro, I'm on vacation. On the radio? Bro, you're on TV. Like, I'm looking at you. Where'd you go on vacation?
In the studio, bro. He's in the... literally in the studio. He ain't even went.
I can see you replying to my text right now.
You should have taken a snapshot of him in the studio and sent it back. All right, bro. This is the lamest vacation I've ever seen.
Man, that's our guy, though.
That's our guy for sure.
That's our guy, man.
Nikola Jokic won his third MVP yesterday. He was elated to find out the news. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished second. Luka Doncic, third. Nikola Jokic is the eighth guy to win three or more MVPs. He joins Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Moses Malone, Larry Bird, who won three in a row, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and, of course, LeBron James. The story, though... wasn't the overwhelming excitement that Nikola Jokic had following being named the MVP. It was that Shaq decided to tell him on television he didn't think he should have won. He thought that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should have won. And, of course, there were a variety of different things going on there where the inside crew was talking about MVPs, multiple MVPs, which is a very, very sore subject for Shaquille O'Neal. And he very, very much gets in his feelings every time he's called out about it. He hates the fact that he has the same amount of MVP awards that Charles Barkley has. He hates that Charles Barkley can throw that on him. In hindsight, it is pretty amazing, given I've said it a million times, I was not alive for Wilt Chamberlain. I did live through Dwight Howard, and I think he's in the conversation. But Shaquille O'Neal is the most physically dominant basketball player I've ever seen. He's the most physically dominant basketball player that I've lived to watch.
He was way better than Dwight Howard. He was way more skilled than Dwight Howard.
He was. Yeah. Dwight was physically dominant.
No, Dwight was unreal.
Yeah, Shaq was one of one.
Yeah.
One of one. It is amazing to think he only has one MVP. If we can argue the different reasons why Shaq might only have one, if we're keeping it a stack, there are people who make the argument Kobe Bryant is the greatest player to ever live. There are people who make sure that Kobe Bryant is in the discussion with LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant has one MVP. That is astonishing. But Shaq taking this moment to tell everyone that he's bitter about only having one MVP and telling Nikola Jokic he's thought SGA should win and he hopes that motivates him to win an NBA championship, I thought was trash.
No, I thought it was whack too.
Now, to be clear, when Nikola Jokic is gone, you got a show to do. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want. He said that to Nikola Jokic in that moment where he's being – told he's the MVP, and I thought that was whack.
There, I wouldn't have done it. Maybe I'm stalling Shaq out just a little bit, but maybe his mindset was, I'm not going to get up here and talk about You know what I mean? I'm not going to have this fake dialogue with you, and then when you get off this Zoom, talk about how you shouldn't have won it. So I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, it's not the time for that in my opinion.
I agree. I'm just saying that's probably was his mindset. Like, I'm going to say it here to you as opposed to saying it, quote unquote, behind your back. Still shouldn't have done it. Wasn't the time for it. I mean, regardless of what you thought about him winning the MVP, he is the MVP. And, you know, I don't think he should have necessarily won it, but he is a worthy MVP. It wasn't like he just didn't deserve it.
It's not outrageous.
Yeah. Nobody was robbed in this thing.
Right.
So, yeah, that was whack by Shaq, man. That was not the time nor the place for that comment. I didn't think.
No, I didn't either. But this will be an interesting stretch for Nikola Jokic here. He has a championship. He has three MVPs. Everyone was all in on this Denver Nuggets team just kind of cruising to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Some people had the Denver Nuggets cruising to an NBA championship. Mm-hmm. Championship confidence expectations of winning or winning is just a way of life or whatever that line Nikola Jokic had a couple of days ago was. To me, given what happened yesterday, and I'm not talking about Shaquille O'Neal, given what happened yesterday with Nikola Jokic winning that award, given the fact that they're down 0-2 to the Minnesota Timberwolves, given the fact a lot of people right now think Minnesota's the better team, that this just isn't the flow of the series, that, like, the Timberwolves are better. This could be the defining moment in Nikola Jokic's run here. Because if he gets treated like other star players do, he falls short here. No matter what he does next year, we're not having a conversation about Nikola Jokic winning the MVP. We can pull up, you know, there's extenuating circumstances around Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid was having a phenomenal season, better than the one he had last year. He got knocked out of the discussion. Those are the rules. Got it. No problem. I think he was the favorite to win the MVP prior to his injury. Could be wrong, but I believe that he was. Giannis has had like three seasons better than the ones where he's won the MVP award. They don't even talk about that dude like he's a top-tier NBA player anymore. There was more talk about Dame Lillard playing video games and watching boxing on YouTube, looking for the 13th round, than there was about the season that Giannis Antetokounmpo was having. Y'all who are so enamored with this dude, and I think I've developed a theory as to why, but y'all who are so enamored with this dude, y'all better hold him to the fire if they fall short against the Minnesota Timberwolves. After all of these expectations, these same writers, these same television personalities put on him, you better treat him the same exact way you treat Joel Embiid and Giannis Antetokounmpo and all of these other guys.
I agree.
I don't think they will, though. Jokic won nothing for years or whatever, but they still hooked him up with the MVPs. Like, he never played by those rules, I think.
So, that was my initial feeling, too, is they won't. And I think I was reading something about him. It was a very nice article, by the way. And by all accounts, you know, I make my jokes about Nikola Jokic treating basketball as a job. There's nothing wrong with that. It's rather unique, but there's nothing wrong with it. He's really good at something. He shows up every day to do his job. Like if I hire somebody to build a fence, they don't like building fences, but they're really good at building fences. That's all I care about. Nikola Jokic is really good at playing basketball. By all accounts, he's a really nice guy. And I think that's what the writers like. They like nice guys. And I think that's why they treat Nikola Jokic the way that they do. He's just a really nice guy. He's a family guy. Didn't you see the video with his wife and his kids and his brothers? And I guess nothing came about of his brothers punching a couple of Lakers fans in the face. Yeah, not that we all haven't wanted to punch Laker fans in the face, but you can't do it. I guess unless you're a Jokic brother.
Yeah.
But that's the image they present, right? This just loving family guy. All right, man. I think that factors into voting. They need a quote? Nikola Jokic gives it to him. They need an interview? Nikola Jokic gives it to him. I think that helps.
I mean, you're probably right. I don't want to go too far on Nikola Jokic, and not saying that you are, but like I don't want to go too far on it because, once again, I don't want to make it like he had no business winning.
No,
the MVP.
He's a worthy MVP.
Like he had an MVP season. He's one of the great players already that we've ever seen. With that being said, I don't know how you could vote for him number one this year. You know what I mean? I don't know how we're doing that. Luka's got better numbers. SGA has better numbers, and his team has a better record. They talk about, the timing of the vote, and, you know, some of them had to get it in before the last day or waited to the last day, whatever. Like, wait for the last day then. Like, if
waiting till the last day is too much for you, you can't have a vote.
Yeah. I guess
if it's that difficult,
if it's the winning and everything matters to you, like it should, like, yeah, wait for everything, all the chips to fall into place. I just don't know how you can look at the season SGA had and say that Jokic should get the MVP over him. I do not understand that.
I hear you. I don't even disagree with you. I think these guys made their minds up like 3 months ago.
Oh, definitely.
Like Joe's
they said
out.
Tatum
all right.
Had no chance.
They said
that was like February, January.
After he lost to Denver.
Jason Tatum.
Was the MVP decided that week?
Best player on the best team. The funny thing is, Tatum, what year, what month? That was February? Where they lost those like two games. He was never in the conversation. They're using that as an excuse, which again, it's a dumbass excuse. You're eliminating a player because of like a game of 3 games in a row or whatever it was, 2 games in a row. Mm-hmm. They were the best team in the league all year. And again, said this yesterday, it wasn't particularly close. And there was never a conversation about Jason Tatum being the MVP. The bar moves depending on who these guys want to win the award.
What's
also crazy is that Luka put up the season he had, and this was their moment. Mm-hmm. They've been waiting for this moment. Nah, stick with Jokic.
I've seen it before. I won't name names or whatever because we had the person on the show, but like I've seen someone on ESPN like, yeah, I vote based off of narratives and stuff like that. Like, legit was watching whatever the show was before NBA Today, whatever they used to call it, The Jump or whatever. Like, yeah, I vote based on narratives, too. It's not just who's having the best season.
That's crazy. And I say all this stuff about SGA. You guys know, like, I like his game or whatever. But you guys know I'm not this crazy SGA fan or anything like that. Like, I just like his game. Like, it's nothing. I don't feel like I feel with Anthony Edwards about SGA. But it is what it is. Like, this guy should be the MVP. Best player. On the best team.
You know what SGA season feels like to me? Steph's first MVP. Mm. Where it was like, yo, there's something special. Not the second one, because the second one, there's no conversation. There's nothing to think about. Yeah. But the first one, it was like, this dude's really, this is exciting. Yeah. This dude's good. That's what SGA felt like this year.
He went out of his world. One thing I want to say, a couple of comments in the Chatty House presented by Matthew's Mattress. John Paul says Shaq's just upset that Jokic is going to have more world awards.
He already does.
When I saw the rundown and we were talking about this and thought about Shaq, I said, let me go back and look at his career. He's got one MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe it's a Russell Wilson thing where, you know, we're always like, Russell Wilson should have been MVP. And then you actually go to the seasons.
Then you realize his last 7 games of the season were awful.
Well, even if you like go to that season, it's like the year they're like, oh, man, what did Russell Wilson do 2 years ago? And it was like phenomenal. But that was the same year as Patrick Mahomes' first year started. Like, there's a bunch of years like that with Russell Wilson, right? So I wonder if that was the case with Shaq. And I looked at Shaq. Shaq got one. You probably can make the argument he should have at least 3 more. In his second season, he went 29.3, 13.2, 2.9 blocks. He lost the MVP to Hakeem that year.
So I hear you, but how many guys can do the same thing? Like, LeBron's been the best player in the league since he stepped on the floor. But he can't win the MVP anymore.
Yeah, but at least he's got four. Shaq's got one. Like, that seems crazy.
Yeah, but that's a relative conversation. Yeah. It's four. Like, you're saying he has one, it could be three. Bron could have eight. Like, yeah. Bron has a claim to win the MVP award virtually every year.
I understand. Before, if, like, for instance, if Kobe Jordan make the claim. If Jordan has six, four matches up with LeBron's career, right? Like, because you could have said, like you said, LeBron should have had eight or Jordan should have had 10. But if Jordan has six, another all-time great, you know, another top five player should probably have four to six, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that makes sense. When you go down the history of the game and be like, if I'm telling Reese, like, look at all these great players that had MVPs, and I'm saying, yo, Shaq might have been better than all of them. Like, how? He only had one MVP. These other guys are talking about three, four, five, six. He's only got one. How? And it's like, nah, that doesn't match up with history. Does what I'm saying make sense? Like,
it does.
Four for LeBron kind of matches. It's not 100% fair, but that kind of matches up. Like, four seasons were just like, nah, it's undeniable.
Do you think Kobe would have done what Shaq did yesterday?
Nah, I don't think so. I can't think of anybody who would have done what Shaq did yesterday.
Shaq is a little, I don't mean
Shaq
to say
Shaq is insecure.
You said it right there.
Shaq is, he's always been insecure. I think it's because he knows he squandered years of his career. He knows that. He's acknowledged that.
He knows that, but there are years that he didn't squander that. Like I said, there's three, 4 years in front of me. He didn't squander. He was balling, and he didn't get the respect he deserved, maybe because he was too big.
Night on TV with Nikola Jokic winning the award isn't the time to air those grievances.
Yeah, that's not. But that's not even a discussion we're having because we all agree.
See, I feel like Shaq, though, is also the kind of – he's kind of inserted himself as, like, that OG big, like, vet or whatever. Like, that's going to – I'm going to motivate the players now. Like, that's my job.
Oh, yeah, I remember he was going to teach DeMarcus Cousins about being a center.
Well, that, and then I think he said something to Donovan –
still waiting.
I think he said something to Donovan Mitchell postgame, and Donovan Mitchell was like, yeah, okay. Like, Shaq has always just kind of tried to, like, be that guy or whatever. It was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to motivate the younger guy. But it's like, that's just not – like, you're forcing that. I think that's a little bit what
he's
yesterday
forcing
was
it,
too.
But a lot of stuff like when I hear Shaq, like I it usually lines up with how I feel. But see, here's the problem. Like, you got guys like Steven, right? There's literally something called Hack a Shaq. Shaq should be happy he has any. Steven, I don't know how old you are, but that sounds like this is what I'm talking about. Like, people who, and I'm just gonna assume, Steven, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but people who weren't there looking at there's a Hack a Shaq and he's got one MVP, what the hell is he talking about? Nah. Like, that's what I mean when I said it doesn't match up with what really happened. History and the record books don't match up with who this guy really was. And
so
I understand.
I feel like we're dancing around something. Let's get Peyton, though, if you want to get in on the conversation. Many of you are in the Matthews Mattress chatty house over there. But you could get on the phone lines also, 916-909-1320. Our man Peyton. Peyton, appreciate you holding. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? How you doing?
What's up, Peyton?
Hey, y'all dancing around him, man. The thing is, he's not just a nice player, but he's also a player. And you know, it's a different standard. And that's what makes me upset. Because you could be the best player in a year, but if you got MVP last year, you might not get it next year. You could be clearly the best player. And I would say Joker's clearly not the best player this year. But he got the MVP for the third time. And like that's what kind of got me upset. I didn't hear what Shaq said. And I just don't like the different standards. I feel like Iron Man's going to dog him out. If Iron Man dogs out and watch him, man, let's say Iron Man sweeps him under the rug this playoff, this series, this is going to be an excuse for him.
Yeah, there better be a if Peyton's prophecy comes true, there better be a change in tone next year. What we're really dancing around is Steve Nash. Steve Nash won two MVPs.
Yeah.
Like Steve Nash won back-to-back MVPs. Shaq didn't. Kobe didn't. Steve Nash did. It went Nash and
this is kind of crazy.
It went Nash, Dirk. So there's a lot at play there. Part of it is Colorado. Mm-hmm. It is. Like, that's part of what we're talking about. That's part of the reason Kobe Bryant didn't win one of those three MVPs that we're talking about right there. There's no question. Dirk was phenomenal. But much like we're talking about with Jokic, Dirk's MVP was essentially ruined by what happened in the playoffs. That's what everyone remembers. Dirk had to come back. Dirk couldn't even go on vacation after he got eliminated because he had to show up at an arena to get his MVP award because his team got eliminated.
The season that you're talking about is one of the, I don't want to say like not impressive Shaq seasons, but it's not one of his best. But in 04-05, Shaq went for 22.9, 10.4 rebounds, 2.3 blocks a game. If my memory serves me correct, this was his first season with Miami. Mm. So they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, end up losing the Game 7 to the Detroit Pistons. Steve Nash, for a hell of a Phoenix team, won the MVP at 15.5 points per game, 11.5 assists. Come on, man.
But what was their argument then? Do you remember? I'll tell you. It was a 60-something win Phoenix Suns team. Mm-hmm. Talk of the league. Right, what was it? Was it 6 seconds or less? What's the
Seven
line?
7 seconds.
7 seconds or less? Mm. Okay. Cool. But that's what we're talking about. And that was Shaq's the one thing that Shaq said that I do – don't call it the most valuable player award then. Because if Steve Nash, this is what we're talking about, was the best player on the best team, but y'all worked overtime to avoid Jason Tatum this year. You can't tell me that's the argument. Mm. Talk about the best player on the best team. Leading to wins. Once SGA, came in a distant second?
That's crazy.
It doesn't check out.
That's crazy, man.
I think some of the,
Steve Nash, he didn't, I was there. I know what that year was like. I know what Phoenix did. He shouldn't have won that MVP.
He was... I don't know if the architect is the right word, but he was the lead. Like, I get like what his role was on that team. And but that, when you read those numbers back in.
Those numbers are crazy.
That's nuts.
And then I know we got to dip out, but the mad scientist behind it all looked to be Mike D'Antoni. Mm-hmm. And you saw what Mike D'Antoni did with another point guard. Like the way Steve Nash won the MVP. You would have thought he had James Harden numbers. Mm-hmm. And those aren't even close. Those are borderline pedestrian numbers. Great season, but no way he should have beat Shaq that year.
Get in on this conversation, 916-909-1320. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Come on. Hey, man, it's Steven. And Steven's always in the chat, presented by Matthew's Mattress. He's always in the chat, and this is our dude. But come on, man, I don't know how old Steven was, but it don't sound like he was around. Since Shaq was one dimensional, dominant, but he got played off the court in crunch time.
Oh, Steven's 18 years old, man. We're happy to have you, buddy.
If he's talking Celtic Shaq, he's not Shaq. He's not wrong. He's like, have Shaq.
He's like, man, I saw Shaq's whole Cleveland career.
Come on, Steven. That's like if, and I think this is kind of what I was saying. If Shaq had 3 to 4 MVPs, you might not be able to say that.
Did Shaq have more MVPs if Jordan wasn't around? I mean, he came back for those last few years Shaq was dominant.
Nah, I don't know. He shouldn't.
I don't think so.
There's
he'd have more if Tim Duncan wasn't around.
Even the one Tim Duncan got, he probably should have got.
Well, Chris Webber, I think, should have gotten one of those, but
the ones in his second, and that was crazy. This was his second and third year. He went 29.3 and back to back.
What year was that?
This was 93-94 and 94-95.
Yeah, and that was David Robinson.
And David Robinson, great. Shaq goes 23.9, 11.4, 2.4 blocks. David Robinson goes 27.6, 10.8, 3.2 blocks. Shaq's team got to the finals, too. And it wasn't even close. It was just David Robinson. That's why Elijah won, mixed them up. and Shaq was pissed the same way. That's two. Steve Nash, like we you said earlier, we could be doing this with LeBron and he has eight. Like, I get that. But that's 3 to 4 that Shaq should have.
We could be doing it with Jordan, too.
Well, he should have two more for sure.
It's really cute that they gave that guy in Utah an MVP. They gave him two.
Yeah, he should have two more for sure.
Let's get Steve-O in here, 916-909-1320. Steve-O, what up, boy?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you guys all the time, but first-time caller. And I'm listening about what you guys are saying, and I feel more that you got to look at who's actually doing the voting is why some of these people are getting selected as they are. You got to take it out of some writer's hand, and I think put it more in maybe ex-NBA players' hands that do the voting.
Mm. Yeah, but the players, they do even worse on All-Star voting. So I don't know if I necessarily.
Oh, he said ex-NBA players.
Oh, ex-NBA
players.
Yeah,
he said ex-NBA players.
I will say this about voting, right, to a certain degree. And especially, like, in this situation, if you vote for Jokic, like, it's not like you're voting for Kelly Oubre. No right. Shade. Like, it's Jokic. Like, if you, in your mind, believe that Jokic should be the MVP, that's not the craziest thing in the world. It's not crazy at all. So they didn't get necessarily the wrong guy. But you also, when you talk about, like, voting and taking people's votes away and stuff, like, especially for, like, you voted for Jokic, so you get your vote taken away, like, nah. Like, it's still all, to a certain degree, kind of subjective, right? You know what I mean? So I shouldn't – I have my opinion in how I feel. My opinion in how I feel isn't better than Jesse's or better than yours. It's just my opinion. You know what I mean? So those people who voted for him, like, I don't think this is where you take away a vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, not voting for Jokic isn't where you take away a vote, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I'm also not sure that I want Gilbert Arenas or J.J. Redick.
Definitely don't
for the
want
MVP.
Gilbert Arenas. Definitely don't.
Shaq would just vote for himself.
Shaq, the
Shaq's
MVP.
Like, we're going to rectify this.
The MVP of 2023-2024, Shaquille O'Neal.
You see, Domas got a third place vote.
He did. I saw that.
So that's the same guy, right? That gave Monty the vote. That gave Domas the Defensive Player of the Year vote. And then this got to be the same guy.
Monty, I think, is an executive.
Well, the executive, I mean.
Someone, an executive voted for Monty. But yeah, it's got to be the same person who gave him the
Defensive
Player.
Are we being trolled or is someone having our back here, though?
Nah, we being trolled.
Kevin O'Condor says it's not him.
We being trolled.
It's
man.
No, I don't think we're being trolled.
The Defensive Player of the Year.
Maybe a little bit.
This one maybe not. Maybe it's not the same person. Maybe the MVP makes a ton more assists than the Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm sorry, I said third place votes. He got a fourth place vote.
Huh? Drew Mattress Down makes a good point. He says it was Bonte Hill.
No. May have been.
Does Bonte get a vote?
I don't know. Ask him.
I'm going to ask him right now.
I mean, he is NBA media to a certain degree.
He's, you know, the host of a pre-
There's
and post-game show.
99. How many voters are there? Is it 99? I think it's 99. And don't we get a spreadsheet of who these guys voted for? Is that do we get an official release?
I hope so.
I don't think we get an official release, but sometimes people on Twitter like we keep track of that stuff.
Yeah,
the guys who announce it.
There's definitely
say who they voted for.
Yeah, there's definitely like a Reddit sheet somewhere that makes the rounds, but they need to publicly. If they don't, they need to publicly.
Maybe that's how you fix it.
These votes.
Like once you got guys well, just
but
out,
I told
like, on
you,
the...
I told you my problem with that.
What is it?
Someone's going to waste away a vote. Then when it comes out, when the spreadsheet comes out, it's here's why I voted for Derek White as MVP.
And it's easy to do. I didn't do that just yet.
Well, soon enough. No MVP award, NBA award voting for our man Bonte Hill.
No,
he responded.
Yeah, no.
So it was not Bonte who voted for Domantas Sabonis. Text him back that we thought he was the one who voted for Domas. There's no, like, as much as we, he got on that quick. He said if I had a vote, it wouldn't have gone to no empty calories. Bonte listening. Get out of here. Bonte listening. We see you, Bonte. Looking back, Steve Nash isn't an egregious MVP selection, especially in the moment. It looks kind of funny today. There's no real, like, oh my God, this guy won the MVP. Like, there's nothing wrong with Harden having it. Russ had an historic season. Steph got to him. Yo, KD got one. KD got one MVP.
That's crazy too. That he's
but like, but again,
he's got a lot of injuries and stuff.
But again, KD has the one MVP. There's no argument for Steph not having him. Russell Westbrook had a historic season. James Harden's MVP, this isn't shade, was a culmination of like four seasons. Had a phenomenal year that year for sure, but had a phenomenal year the prior 3 years as well. Giannis, any doubts? Jokic's first two? Mm-mm. Joe? Mm-mm. No. Even this year for Jokic. There's nothing egregious about it. We can create conversation out of this, and in hindsight, like Kevin Durant's not winning an MVP again. It's pretty amazing he only has one. Shaq, you're in good company, bro. KD's got one. Kobe's got one. I honestly think it pisses him off that Charles has one. Him and Charles have the same MVP, so all of this champion, no, Chuck. Hey, man, I won an MVP award, too.
I think you're right with that, and I also think it's like kind of what I talked about, what we've been talking. He probably should have three or four, and he's only got the one. Like, Charles got the one, and that's the only one he should have.
You know which one out of all of these?
The Steve Nash one looks crazy.
It does. Whew, man. I forgot how good he was.
So, wait, real quick, because you're looking at him.
I'm not looking at Steve Nash.
Well, Steve robbed Shaq and then Kobe? That's how he got the back-to-backs?
Wasn't Steve Nash's second... Wasn't that the year Kobe went nuts?
Yeah, that was the crazy Kobe year.
But it was a little soon. Yeah, I wasn't looking at Kobe's numbers. I was looking at David Robinson's. Boy, I forgot David Robinson was a beast.
Oh, he was.
David Robinson, the year he won MVP.
He was a problem.
He averaged 29.8 and 10.7. Played 80 games that year.
What year? Because I'm look. He's got one, right?
He's got one, yeah. Is it 94, 95?
94, 95. Yeah, I got him that 27.
Oh, 27.6. He had 29.8 the year before.
That's the year I think he beat Shaq on the last day in that 71.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he didn't win MVP that year, right? It was...
No, Olajuwon did. You were just talking about that. You were just talking about that.
Man.
But we all know why those two won the MVP. And Jordan came back to claim it the following year.
Shaq probably should have won both of those. 94, I give it to Olajuwon because Olajuwon, that was his time. That's a narrative situation as well. This second year, David Robinson shouldn't have won. It's a little hindsight. Little
man,
hindsight.
Really?
We shouldn't have won. I mean,
wow, why do you hate the Admiral? Why do you hate America?
I mean, Shaq. I'm not looking at the standings right now, but I know Orlando is probably a top two team in the East. And all Shaq's numbers are better.
The blocks. The what's funny too is the Olajuwon Robinson numbers are almost identical. Which is pretty crazy too. The conversation we're having, because we're talking about three centers. Shaq, Olajuwon, and David Robinson is the best players in the league.
In 1994-95, Cedric Ceballos got a vote.
Was that the year he did that fake dunk?
I'm not sure. Damn, I didn't even realize he did this. Though he did average 21.7 points per game, 8 rebounds. I would have never thought Cedric ever did that. Wow.
Wait, he did what?
He averaged 21.7 and 8 rebounds in 94-95 for the Lakers.
Wow.
I would have never guessed.
Well, that definitely wasn't the year he did the fake dunk.
Yeah, he was with Phoenix that year. That was 92 in Orlando, I think.
Oh, that was in Orlando?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
But if you would have All-Star game.
If you would have asked me what was Cedric Ceballos' like high scoring average for a season, I probably would have said like 15.
Yeah, there's no way I would have said 21.
21.7, 8 rebounds.
There's no way I would have cooking. Said that.
He was cooking. I was all ready to laugh at him,
Wait,
too.
What year was that?
94-95.
Oh, okay. So that must have been his first year with the Lakers, because wasn't he on that Phoenix Suns team that went to the... Well, that was 92-93.
Yeah.
But he was on that team, right? With Kevin Johnson and Chuck.
So. KJ Ceballos, Dan Majerle, Danny Ainge.
Yeah.
Richard Dumas, Oliver Miller. I think he was...
Wasn't he on that team?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I thought so. It's
not like I don't have his career right here.
That team.
Yeah, he was on that team.
That team better than Steve Nash's team? Phoenix Suns team?
Yeah.
Yeah, that 93 team was cold.
I was scared that year.
Paxson hitting that shot. Shutting that arena down, turning and giving them the business. Oh man. And then Horace Grant's block
on KJ.
Oh, Kevin Johnson.
Yeah. The Suns didn't win a home game.
Don't let anyone tell you they don't think about that stuff. Now think about what we just said. Kevin Johnson talking to Chris Webber. Mm-hmm. Two guys who saw titles slip through their fingers. Mm-hmm. Don't let any of them dudes tell you they don't think about that.
It stays.
Because you could see the hurt,
yeah,
and the disgust that those series didn't go their way.
I don't try to compare myself to NBA players, but like when you're a competitor and an athlete, I still think about losing at UOP to Jesuit my senior year.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll be on the shooting gun. Talking about, I only had 8 points in the game. I should have had 15. We would have won.
I thought the shooting gun was for Reese, though.
It is. He can get on it. He ain't on it all the time. You need to be.
He can get on it.
He actually got in trouble for not being on the gun all the time. Thing wasn't cheap. You better get these shots up. What's wrong with you?
Dad, you made me sign up for the 11 p.m. slot. I need to go to sleep, Dad.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.